Please be seated. I sing a song of the saints of God, patient, brave, and true, who toiled and fought and lived and died for the Lord they loved and knew. And one was a doctor, and one was a queen, and one was a shepherdess on the green. They were all of them saints of God, and I mean God helping to be one too. I love that song. And I love this day. Today is All Saints Sunday, one of the principal feast days of the church. And it truly is one of my favorite Sundays of the year, because it's a day of remembering. Remembering not only the apostles and martyrs whose names we know and celebrate, but all the faithful departed, the saints with a small s, who may never appear on a church calendar, but whose memory calls us to live more deeply, calls us to live more authentically. But for me, it's also a day to remember those saints with a small s who are still among us, those whose very existence are some of God's very best ideas, and who makes us better than alone we could ever be. And invariably, when I'm trying to prepare a sermon for All Saints Sunday, I find myself doing a lot more remembering and reminiscing than I do sermonating. And I'm okay with that, because despite the sadness of loss and of times gone by, that remembering brings me peace. It comforts me. It inspires me. And above all, it makes me grateful. It makes me grateful for so many whose path I've crossed and who, by giving a little bit of themselves to me, have made me who I am. And also, when preparing a sermon for All Saints Sunday, I realize that it's an invitation. It's an invitation to those wonderfully blessed and sacredly abundant thin places in this world and in this life. Have you ever heard that term, thin places? I guess that I first heard it when I was in seminary, even though I believe I've experienced the concept all of my life. A thin place is where the boundary between heaven and earth is especially thin. It's a place of clarity, where we can see the divine more readily. It's a place where the distance between heaven and earth shrinks, and the veil between the two worlds is so thin that you can actually perceive a bit of heaven itself, where the boundaries of time and space actually fade away. And every one of us has been there at some point, whether we've realized it or not. Most believe this concept of thin places goes back to Celtic tradition, where the saying goes that heaven and earth are really only 3 feet apart, but in thin places, they're even closer. Thin places aren't necessarily tranquil places or fun places or beautiful places or even sacred places, though they can be all of those things. But thin places are places that change us, that transform us. Maybe better said, they are places that unmask us, because in thin places, we become our more essential selves. So how do you get to thin places? I don't know. I think perhaps rather than traveling to thin places, we most often just stumble upon them. But I'm convinced that the most genuine path to thin places comes through our remembering. I traveled to a conference in Suwannee just a few weeks ago, and for me, Suwannee is a thin place. It's beautiful, but more importantly, it's a thin place because of so many wonderful memories of so many who enriched my life there and taught me so much of what it means to be a priest. There were even many there who taught me what it doesn't mean to be a priest. But in those memories, I'm made more full. This week, I sent pictures to my brother of my daughter's wedding last spring. Seeing again those photos of my family and friends who have meant so much in my life, I found myself in a thin place, overwhelmed with gratitude for the path that I've chosen and the path that have chosen me. I sat in a bar in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Yes, a bar can be a thin place, among other things. It was a much too frequent hangout from my college days on a football weekend with good lifelong friends. And we remembered, and we laughed, and we laughed some more until tears ran down my cheeks. I was in a thin place. Now, maybe my fraternity brothers weren't, but thin places like beauty are in the eye of the beholder. I even did something as simple this week as using a piece of masking tape, and I found myself in a thin place. My thoughts immediately went to my mother, who before she died had meticulously put a piece of masking tape on the bottom of all her worldly possessions with the name of who she wanted that possession to go to. And I smiled. Would that have happened if it weren't for the fact that I was preparing an All Saints sermon? Well, probably not. And that's the sad part. Because of God everywhere and every when, then why isn't the whole world thin? Maybe it is, and we're just too thick to recognize it. So on this All Saints Sunday, I challenge you to do something. It's what I challenge the folks at our Wednesday night service to do. I challenge you this week to write your own All Saints sermon. You don't have to preach it. You don't even have to really write it down. Just maybe write it in your head. But take the time. Find the space. Let go of expectations and just be. And then remember. Remember the saints in your life, the ones with the small s, past and present. Remember them. Remember why they are important to you. Remember the joys of good times and the challenges of times, not some places and times. And remember laughter and tears. Remember times both monumental and simply simple. And before you know it, you will find yourself in a thin place. I guarantee it. And I'm willing to bet you'll find yourself with a smile on your face. That thin place might disorient you at first. It might cause you to lose your bearings, but that's okay. You'll find new ones. That thin place might jolt you out of old ways of seeing the world, but therein lies the gift of being transformed. But thin places will make you more full. Wherever it is, it will make you more complete, more full of joy, infinitely more full of gratitude, and genuinely who you are. And the funniest thing happens when we remember. We literally remember. We literally come back together. We are reweaved with the saints with a small s who have made us who we are. And the difference between what has been, what is, and what can be is no longer discernible and makes no matter. Today is a day for thin places. So today, or sometime this week, or whenever, wherever you are, whatever you might be doing, slow down. Remember, take off your shoes, for the ground on which you are standing might well be holy. Made holy by the saints from this incredible journey we call life, who have changed the world because they've changed our world. They lived not only in ages past, there are hundreds of thousands still. The world is bright with joyous saints who love to do Jesus' will. You can meet them at school or in lanes or at sea, in church or in trains or at shops or at tea. For the saints of God are just folks like me, and I mean to be one too. God love you. Amen.